Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this Fall Sunday again in October. It is good that we are able to meet here and also online again today, and with very few attendance today. I don't know what happened today. It's the last series of my Psalm 23, and I said that we will be turning off the screen. That may, I don't know if that caused it, everybody, but the screen is still up there, so we should be able to read that. It's getting colder. Many of our older folks are probably staying home. But Jan and Harry said they would be coming here today. We met them yesterday.
Vicky and her family are camping.
Oh, Vicky. Oh, okay. Oh, they're camping. All right. So.
It must have went south.
It's cold. It's cold. Yeah. It was not supposed to be this cold. Okay. Let us worship God together. The announcements are listed on the second page, as you can see there in the bulletin. The regular announcements are listed there. And the art class that we were talking about next Saturday is scheduled at 10 o'clock. Do we really have the attendance for that or not? I won't be here. So we may have to reschedule it or cancel it.
We can just move it to the
next
week.
Saturday. Right. So we
there are four or five Saturdays.
Yeah, five Saturdays. So Vicky probably will be here, back here during the week, and we can get in touch with her. So let's move it to the 22nd, Saturday at 10 o'clock. And do you know about Norman?
He's in Florida.
Oh, he's in Florida. Everybody's traveling. So the fellowship lunch at Golden Corral is on Thursday at 1 p.m. If you are able, please join that for some lunch and fellowship. And our charge conference is on October 23rd, which is two Sundays from today. And it is at New Hope United Methodist Church. The address is listed there. Let us have a quick lunch and go together from here. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and your prayers. And thank you for joining us in all your witness, your presence, your time, your money, everything that you are contributing to the church and the cause of the kingdom of God. The parking lot work will be scheduled soon. We got a better quote than 18,000. So I'm waiting for a third company, but they don't show up. That's the problem. But hopefully we have a better quote with a second company that we liked. And we have some experience with them with her office parking lot that they did. So hopefully, because of the condition of our parking lot, I don't know how it's going to turn out, because nobody's going to guarantee it, because it's a little bit torn up. So let us see how that goes. We'll schedule it sometime in the next couple of weeks. And also the church signage, we ordered the material for it, and the Hispanic church said they will do the work. So they will do everything for us. So we ordered the material to be here on Tuesday, so you will see some work started going up. So hopefully. And we will put a chain link over there, and so nobody would come in with their trucks and everything. And there have been some people parking on the parking lots while we were out this week. So I put notes on the cars to call me. And some of them are students from this neighboring school, and they park it in the shade. I said, we have to go to work there. And they said they will not park there anymore. So I was able to track them down. Other than that, there are no other special announcements. Anybody else have anything?
Yes, I just want to remind everybody that this is Pastor's Appreciation Month.
Yes, October is Pastor's Appreciation Month.
And it's also Breast Cancer Month.
Oh, Breast Cancer Month, okay. And saying that, next week we are going to listen the message from Miss Lou. And I'll be here, but she is a retired pastor. We need to put him to work once in a while. So we'll be here. I'm looking forward to hearing from her, and also we'll have a worship next Sunday. I'll be here. I have a class all day on Saturday in Tennessee for the church class that I have to take. I have to go the day night before, so I'll be spending pretty much all day on Saturday. Then I won't be able to prepare for the sermon. So she stepped in, and thank you, Ms. Lou, for that. And she will be traveling this week too, so please pray for her to come back without any issues.
Yes, I'll be traveling to Mississippi for a funeral on Wednesday.
So if there are no other special announcements, let us continue to worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, "Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah." It is 127. We'll sing all three verses.
Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but Thou art mighty. Hold me with Thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain, whence Thy healing stream doth flow. Let the fire and cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, strong deliverer, be Thou still my strength and shield. Be Thou still my strength. The word of Jordan, if my anxious fears subside, death of death and hell's destruction, let me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to Thee.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to gather in Your name, here in this church and also online, to worship You, Lord, with all the saints in this world and the angels in heaven that worship You together, Lord. We thank You for the good health and strength You have given us in our bodies to get up this morning to see another day, to be a blessing to this world. We thank You for the manifold blessings that You shower upon us, even when we don't deserve it. We thank You for Your great mercies that You give us every day, Lord. We again come before You as Your children to worship You. We adore You and we honor You and lift up Your name, Lord. We thank You for Your grace and redemption that You have shown to us through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this world, died, rose from the dead, and who will be coming again, Lord, so that we could see and comprehend Your riches of grace expressed in Your kindness to us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank You for joining us together from various nations and languages and cultures so that we can be one body united in Christ, Lord. We thank You for the love that You have shared to us so that we can share that love between each other. Bless, help us, Lord, to worship You in truth and in spirit. Let Your presence be here in the midst of our service, Lord, in our singing, in our prayers, in the meditation of the word, and everything that we do here, Lord. Bring honor and glory to Your name and blessing to Your people. Yes, we thank You for all those who were able to gather here, and also we pray for those who could not come here today. We pray that Your love and care and protection will cover them wherever they are. Bless us with Your presence and empower with Your spirit as we go from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us greet each other in Christian love at this time.
Hello again.
Hello again.
We'll sing another song. You can remain seated. Standing on the Promises, 374. We will sing verses 1 and 4.
Standing the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I am standing on the promises of God.
And the last stanza.
Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
We'll do the responsive reading now, which is Psalm 23. If you are able, please stand.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside
still waters. He restores my soul.
He
plays in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valleys of shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, and thy comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil,
my cup
running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The word of God. For the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now as we come before God with our prayer requests. The prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin as we all know in the boxes. Please continue to pray for these people and items together in our regular prayers. Please remember Eleanor Nicholson, our Terry's mom, who is in hospice care now. Please keep her in our prayers and their family. And please continue to pray for Martha as she has started her chemo again. But she said, Martha, you want to give the update or?
Yes, I had two of the chemo drugs this week. I'm having kind of a rough time. So yeah, please pray for me.
Please pray for her. And her daughter Jennifer is doing much better. So she asked me to take her off the prayer list. Plus, please pray for Rich also, who is the caretaker for Martha. Pray for peace and comfort during this time as they go through this difficult time. Continue to pray for Carol, and I heard that she had a rough time last night, so she is resting now. Please keep her in our prayers. And please pray for George Varghese. Our prayer is working. The rest of the tubes are coming out, so he has only one more tube left. So he had three tubes, and the two of them came out. So that is good news. So hopefully, I am praying that next time we visit him, he can start feeding through the mouth. He hadn't fed anything through 3 months now, nothing through mouth, not even water. That is terrible. So please keep him in our prayers. His wife also, who is caring for him, and that God's peace will be with them. And continue to pray for the people of Florida and Puerto Rico and the Carolinas who are hit by the hurricanes, that God will do the necessary things and the blessings that they need during this time. Continue to pray for our country during this election year, that God will bring the right people for, particularly during this economic hard times that we are going through, that God will bring the right people in the places who make decisions and give them the wisdom and the fear of God in their hearts. And pray for our service workers, our military, police, fire, our grocery clerks and many, many others, our mailmen, trash workers. Let us keep them in our prayers and be thankful for their services, and also pray for their safety and their family's safety at this time. And Jean's sister and family, are they doing?
Margaret, my sister Margaret is doing very, very well. They knew that they've known for a couple of years that he was sick, and that the doctor gave him 2 to 3 years, and
okay.
That's the two. And so they had all of their affairs in order, everything straightened out, and all of her transition after his passing just went smooth as it could possibly
okay. do. Let's keep their family in our prayers too during this grieving time. Any other special requests or prayer requests?
I have one. No one here but me knew him, but we lost a very good person on Monday. His name was Stan Biko. He was a contractor. Stan and I worked on several churches together. We were working on one right now, so there's been some scrambling this week. Stan, I don't know how many, but I know he's been building homes as a contractor, volunteering to build homes for Habitat for Humanity for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
And just an excellent, excellent, excellent person.
Where is he from?
He lived in Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
In Pendergrass, Jefferson area. And the service that he had, his funeral service on Wednesday, I can't describe it. It was very uplifting, and it was almost like he wrote it himself.
Okay. So let us pray for the family, for comforting peace at this time, for Stan Biko.
I just pray for Stevenson family.
Stevenson?
My relative, their aunt that died. Where I'm going to the film.
Stevenson family, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It means a safe travel.
Safe travel for. Let us also pray for our church, that God will give us the guidance in the future, and also our church at large. As we face our charge conference, that we will make the right decisions for our future as we go from here. If there are no other special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, will not also he along with him graciously give us all things? Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to pray, and also lift up our needs and also our concerns together, and also lift up others in our prayers. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us through your son Jesus Christ, that we can come and call you Father, and lift up our needs before you, Lord. Thank you for the love that you have shown us through your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and gave his life for us, Lord. Even when we were sinners, you loved us, Lord. And we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us, our good health and strength, our houses, our places that we live, and the church that we have, and the fellowship, and the friends and family. All of them are your gifts, Lord, and we thank you for that. We also come before you with our broken hearts, and many of us are broken in our bodies and in our spirits. We need your touch, Lord, and your healing hand to cover us, Lord, particularly the ones that we have lifted up, Lord. Even when we grow tired and weary, young men stumble and fall, your word says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you to get strength and receive strength from you, Lord. We lift up all those who are struggling with various issues, Lord, at this time. Particularly, we pray for Eleanor Nicholson and her family and Terry and family. Bless them with your peace and guidance through this time. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and also the peace for the family at this time. We especially lift up Martha in your hands. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given us in the past through her, Lord. We remember all the services that she has done and continuing to do for us and the prayers that she makes. We pray for your special blessing upon her during this time. Touch her with your healing hand, Lord. Support her with your eternal hands that she will be strengthened in her body and in her spirit as she is going back to the chemo again this week. We pray that you will give her good news, that her count will come down and strengthen her in her spirit also. We pray for Rich, who cares for her. Bless them with your, both of them with your peace and comforting presence at this time. We thank you for the recovery that you gave Jennifer and after the accident. Bless her also with your grace to continue us recovery and fully back to normal and the whole family into your hands, Lord. We pray for Carol as she's going through some difficult and rough time. Bless her with your peace. We pray for your healing at this time to touch her healing hand with your healing hand that she will be recovered completely so she can get back to normal, Lord. Bless Wayne also as he's taking care of her. Bless them together, Lord, with your grace and peace every day. We pray for George Varghese and thank you for the continuous progress that we are hearing now. We pray that you will bless him again, that the rest of the tubes will come out and he can start feeding through the mouth. We thank you again for all those who care for him. Bless them with your grace, Lord, that to be patient, to that your will be done, and thank you for again strengthening him in his body and in his spirit. We pray for the family of Stan Becko that we heard today who passed this week. We pray for your grace and mercy upon the family. Your comforting presence and peace, Lord, be with them. We also pray for the Stevenson family. Bless them with your peace also as they are grieving at the death of their dear one. As Miss Lou is traveling this week, we pray that your special grace be upon her and travel mercies on her, Lord, that she can come back with good health and without any problems or issues anywhere. Bless her with your grace, Lord, as she speaks next Sunday, that she'll bring God's message to us, Lord. We thank you again for all the work that you have been doing through us and through this church and many others in this community. We also pray for the people of Puerto Rico and Florida and the Carolinas who have been hit by the hurricane. We pray for your grace upon them and all the efforts that they are doing for the relief work there and all the people who are working there. We pray for our nation as a whole, particularly during this election time, that we stay united. And especially during this economic hardship time that we are going through, we pray for your grace for those who are getting elected to do the right thing. Give them the wisdom and the fear of God in their hearts so that they will care for the people and do the right decisions to lead the country, Lord. We thank you for all the service workers, our military, fire, police, our grocery clerks, and many, many others who serve us every day. We thank you for their services. At the same time, we pray for your mercy upon them to be safe for their family. Bless them, Lord, and thank you again for this church. Bless us together as we worship together, Lord, to do your work faithfully in this community, the opportunities that you give us. We also pray for the Hispanic ministry, Lord. Thank you for the strength and the excitement that they have to reach out to the community. As they go to each home, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will go with them, that we can together work together for the glory of your name and the witness of your name in this community. Bless them as a church also. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, and in our meditation of the word, talk to us and bless us with your power of the word as we go from this place, that we can be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Thank you. stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings you shower upon us. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are most gracious and merciful God, and you give us everything in our health, in our strength, in our bodies, in our life situations. Wherever we need anything, Lord, you shower upon us your blessings every day. Above all, we understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We thank you for the opportunity to give to, through with our money and the blessings that you give us, Lord. As we bring a portion of our earnings to you this week, Lord, we pray that you bless this offertory, that it will be used for the glory of your name and the blessing of this community around us, Lord. We thank you for all who were able to give, and we also lift up those who could not give today. Cover them with your love wherever they are. Bless them, Lord, and thank you for the time that you have given us today. Talk to us and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. If you are able, please stand.
For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be
to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, thank you for the Word that you have given us to be life and spirit for us. Help us, Lord, to come before your Word with humility and obedient spirit, so that we can receive your Word and obey your commandments. It will become a blessing in our lives, Lord. We thank you for giving us this time to meditate on it. Open our hearts and illumine our souls that we can see the power of your word and experience the power in our lives. Bless us with your word and presence today, and strengthen our spirit and strengthen our bodies as we go from this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's the last of the series of Psalm 23. I know we had 10 Sundays that we went through this psalm, and today I will close with the last phrase that the psalmist David saying that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So he closes the psalm with a perspective on his eternity. And that is one thing that we see in many of his psalms, to dwell in the house of the Lord is a desire that he always expresses in his psalm. So what is the meaning of that dwelling in the house of the Lord mean? A lot of time when we say or hear the house of the Lord, we think about the church or the temple or the building where we gather together to worship God. But it is a little bit more than that when David is talking about, I will dwell in the house of the Lord, because at that time when he was writing the psalm, there was no temple. The temple was destroyed years before that, and David wanted to build a temple for God. And if you look at the history, God did not allow David to build the temple.
Amen.
And God wanted Solomon to build the temple. And David did all the preparation to build the temple. So they didn't have a temple as we think when he says the house of the Lord. And the house of the Lord that he had worshipped, or the temple he had worshipped, was wherever he was. Sometimes in the wilderness with the sheep, or sometimes he was in the palace. Wherever he was, it was the place to worship. So when we say that the house of the Lord, it doesn't mean that the four walls of the church or a temple, a beautifully adorned windows and all that. He did not have that. He was worshipping probably in sometimes when he was running for his life from his enemies. He was in the caves and he was in the wilderness and the jungles. So the sky was his roof, and the horizon was his walls, pretty much. So wherever we worship God becomes the dwelling place of God. Wherever my people gather, one or two gather in my name, there will I be. That's what his promise is. So even if we are only a few people here today, we believe and we know that our God is present here in our midst, Lord Jesus Christ. So we believe in the presence of God where his children are. It can, wherever we are, in our work, in our driving, in our kitchen, wherever we are, God's presence is always there. And that's what one meaning of that is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And also it means that it is about a perspective to eternity. That my presence, my life in this world, in the presence of God, does not end with the death in this world. It goes beyond the death and the life in this world, and it goes to eternity, because we will be living in the presence of the Lord forever. So that has an eternal perspective also. So where is God? When somebody asks, where is God? God is with me and with each one of you, wherever you are in our situations of life every day. So there might be a moment sometimes we feel like God is not with us, because we went through some of the bad times, we say, where is God? Right? But believe me, God is always there in the midst of our situations. Wherever we are, we honestly seek God, and his presence is with us. I don't know if I told you a story that the God is lost many times in many places. There was a mother who was raising two children, and they were little troublesome children, and they were driving her really mad and crazy. So she talked to her neighbor one day. And asked her, you know, this is my problem with my children, I don't know what to do. So the neighbor told him that, I took my son to the priest, who is a new priest now coming, came to that church, local church, and he got him straightened up. So why don't you take your children to the priest? So she decided to take her boys to the new priest. And when the priest met with them, he, without much of introduction, the priest stared and looked at the eyes of the two boys. And he took both one of them into the office and started asking, where is God? And the boy was speechless. He didn't know what he was being asked. And the priest spoke again, where is God? And he had no clue what to answer him. And the priest was getting really mad. And he looked at the corners of the room and under the table and everywhere. He could not find God. So the priest became louder again and said, Tommy, do you know where God is? He immediately jumped up and ran outside and grabbed his brother, who was outside with his mom, and said, let's get out of here. They have lost God and they're trying to pin it on us. A lot of times we are trying to look for God in the wrong places. And we can find him because we are looking at him for the wrong places. But in our hearts, in our lives, in our breath, God's presence is always there with us. I always like the phrase that he is close as the breath. Because every time we breathe, it is the breath of God that comes out of us. You know that? Because God breathed life into Adam. Remember that story? So ever since that, the air that we come out of our lungs is God's breath. Because that's the life breath of God. And no matter where you are or what kind of situations you're going through, as long as you breathe, God is there with you. Even after that, God will be there with you in eternity. So this psalm is a so beautiful psalm that he walks me beside still waters. He leads me in the path of righteousness. And even when I walk through the valley of shadow of death, he will be there with me. And even after that, I will be dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. An eternal hope. Eternal hope. So you don't have to worry about death anymore. Because God is there with us even in the valley of shadow of death when we pass through that valley. And like I said, God does not reside in a building somewhere, or God resides in the spirit of every born-again Christian. Every Christian, God's presence is with them. And coming to church does not make us a Christian either. Sometimes we think that we can be in the church and we feel that we cannot. Because it depends on our heart condition, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times people think that being a preacher, you're always dealing with godly people. Not really. Nope. You know, you have a lot of different people that you deal with. Amen. It is not an easy job sometimes. But at the same time, it is a very, very rewarding job because it's God's work. You know, so that's what the shepherd's job is. You have many different types of sheep that you have to deal with. So living, sometimes somebody told me that living in a garage does not make you a car. Right? Because, being in a church does not make you a Christian.
Amen.
In order to be a Christian, you have to feel the presence of God in your heart. It doesn't matter if you're in a church or in a warehouse, in wherever you are. It doesn't matter. As long as your heart is straight with God and God is there with you, you can experience the presence of God. So the whole psalm, he takes us from the shepherd as the caretaker for all his needs, who takes him to the green pastures and still waters, and even through the valley of shadow of death he will be there. And when we also read that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So as a shepherd, he becomes a host who prepares a table. Now he becomes the eternal God who will be there in eternity with us. What a blessed psalm that is. It covers everything in 6 verses. So the perspective on eternity as we live here needs to always fill our hearts. We should not be discouraged because we have a living hope that God has given us, that after death there is a life that we are going to be spending with God in eternity. So the Psalms of David are filled with a longing to be in God's presence within his house. Even though they did not have a temple, David always longed to be in the presence of God, regardless of where they are, if they had a temple or not. In Psalm 27, one of the Psalms that David wrote, he read that, "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to look upon the beauty of the Lord and be in his temple." That was his earnest desire while he was living. It is not just a future of hope of a building or temple. It is a life here and now. As we live our life, we can live our life in the presence of God. In Psalm 26, he also writes that, "I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." And many, many other psalms that he wrote, that blessed are those who dwell in the house, O Lord, according to Psalm 84, which was written by the sons of Korah. And in that psalm, we read that one day spent worshipping in God's house is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. So we all know that, how the experience of being in God's presence. So such longing for God in the house of God is the conclusion of this psalm. First, God's house is portrayed as the journey of sheep and the shepherd, like I told you. And then the hope of the eternal dwelling that ends the psalm. He sings about the presence of God in the valley of death. The good news of our faith is that God says that God loves you and he will be with us regardless of where we are in our life situations. When we go through difficult times, always remember the promises of God. He has given us the scripture to be our support. And in Jeremiah 29, we read that, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good, and to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And there is always a future for God's people who experience the presence of God in their lives. The second thing that David is bringing up here is that God's house is the eternal home that God's people look forward to. And the Bible is the only book that gives a hope after death. If you read many, many other books, there is no real eternity or the perspective of eternity. Many of them teach you about regeneration and a second life here in this world. But our soul is eternal, and it will be joining God while when we are taken away from this world. So the day is coming when Jesus will take us to him, with him in the place that he has prepared for us. In 2 Corinthians, as we read today in our scripture reading, for we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. Yeah. So this is our earthly body that we are dwelling here in. And this will all pass away because this was taken out of dirt and we'll go back to the dirt. And one day we will be taken from this earthly dwelling so that our soul will be resting in God with eternally. So while preaching on Psalm 23, Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, said, while I am here, I will be a child with my God. And the whole world will be his house to me. And when I ascend into the upper chamber, I shall not change my company, for even I would not change the house. I shall only go to dwell in the upper story of the house that God has built for me. So this is the lower story that we are living in our earthly dwelling. And there's an upper story that God is building for us. Then when we leave this earthly dwelling, we'll have an eternal body that God will give us. So we'll be living with God in eternity. And Jesus said, I am coming back. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You know, I'll come back and join and take you to the place where I am preparing for you. And he's preparing a place for us. Wherever he is, he will take us there. And that is our great hope. If you all know about Alice in Wonderland, the little book that was a classic that you all probably have read at one point. In that book, Alice asked the cat, Cheshire the cat, the Alice asked the question, which way do I want to go? Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? She's asking the cat. And then the cat replies, that depends on a good deal on where you want to go. And the cat said, so it depends on a good deal on where you want to go to, said the cat. Then Alice says, I don't much care where. Then the cat says, then it doesn't matter which way you go. If it doesn't matter where you want to go, it doesn't matter which way you go. But we know where we are going. And we have a destination. And we are sure of that. So don't be doubtful about our hope. It is a certainty. It is a certainty that we are going to be going, because there is somebody who has gone before us, Jesus Christ, who is waiting for us to take us there. So let us be certain. When we say about hope, sometimes we get confused. We say that hope tomorrow is going to be a good day. You know, hope it turns out to be a good day tomorrow. That's a hope, an optimistic expectation. But the certainty of expectation is saying that tomorrow is Monday. That's not going to change, right? So when you say that hope, we don't say to hope tomorrow is Monday, right? It is going to be Monday tomorrow. We are going to be in eternity with God. There is no question. Let us have that assurance as we go from this place. Let us be assured of the fact that our eternal God is waiting for us to get there. So as the people who have gone before us. We will be seeing them and enjoying our lives with them once we get there. So let us be filled with the hope that God has given us through the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ in this world. Jesus said, "I am the gate of the sheep. All who have come before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." I read a little story. This was in 1985. Anthony Ray was charged with a murder that he did not commit. And he was sentenced to death row. And then he was spending his life there. And during the trial, Ray forgave those who lied about him, adding that he still had joy despite the injustice that is being done to him. And he knew in his heart that he was innocent, and he did not do that trial. And he said, "After my death, I know I will be going to heaven." So he had an assurance of that hope in his life. And whenever people ask him, you know, the cellmates ask him, what is your plan?" "I don't have a plan. I am on a death row. But I know my God has a plan for me to receive me when I get there." And then he will always ask them back, "Where are you going?" That was his answer. Anyway, finally, Ray's conviction was overturned because some lawyers got interest in his case and they appealed his case, and the U.S. Supreme Court turned his down his death sentence, and he was let free because he was innocent. He was on death row for nearly 30 years. His life is a testament to the reality of God. And he said that he had joy when he was on the death row, even when he could hear the preparation that we're doing for the fellow prisoners, for taking them to the death row. He would witness that, but that did not scare him, because in his heart he knew that there was a hope that he will be joining his God eternity. And the joy that I have, he said after his release, "The joy that I have, they couldn't ever take that away from me." That's the joy that we have. No situation, life or death, or sickness or suffering, and like Paul says, that could not, you know, separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. So let us go from this place filled with that hope, the power of that hope, that we will be assured of a future after death in this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is "When We All Get to Heaven." It is 701. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. 701. If you are able, please stand.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when troubling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, has tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Children of God, as we go from this place, know that our final destination is not in this world. It is a presence of eternity with God. We are almost always thinking about that our life can end at any time. But in this world, that is not the end of life, but eternity where God is waiting for us. We can join the ones that have left before us, and we'll be joining together with God and Jesus Christ on that day. So go in that blessed assurance of hope, not doubting that God is going to be there regardless of where we are in our situations in life. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.